Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Showtime. How y'all feel? P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us. Winter is not only coming, it's past. The end of Game of Thrones. We will go right to the source and determine whether or not it was a suitable finish to a legendary show. Jacob Albrecht on the show today, as Shane is off covering Missouri Valley Conference baseball for the Valley Network. What's going on, Jacob? How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. A little sleepy after staying up late to watch the finale last night.
So how was it? So as a non-Game of Thrones viewer, I don't say that with any pride. I just never got hooked into it. Haven't watched it. May circle back around to it and kind of get into do the binge watching thing, which is how I watched 24 back in the day. But a lot of controversy over the last 2 weeks about this show and the ending that it was coming to. So give us, wrap it up for us. Give me some perspective and how was the end game?
Well, I won't do any spoilers because it's way too soon for any of that. Look, there have been a lot of haters on the last season. I always say this, like, we're not the writers, so you can't tell the writers how it should be going. They're the writers. And they didn't write the books, but they've been writing for a long time. So I'm just kind of along for the ride, generally speaking. That said, didn't love the finale. I've liked the whole last season, didn't love the finale, but that's okay. There aren't very many finales we do like because things are ending and we don't want them to. It was fine. It was one of my least favorite of the season. And while I'm very sad to see the show go, I was ready to see it, this part of it, finish.
It's been a long time. Yeah. And yours seems to be the overriding opinion. A lot of dyed-in-the-wool Game of Thrones fans, and I can only really just touch upon those in my family, my oldest son, oldest daughter, they watch it religiously. I kind of echo your sentiments. Great show. Loved it. It was their companion for much time, many years. Disappointing close, but glad that they had it, I guess.
There weren't going to be very many possible closes that were going to feel just wonderful because you don't want to see it close to some degree. But it was a great show, an all-time show with all-time characters that has never. There hasn't been a show like it for a lot of reasons. So yeah, you should binge watch it. It's wonderful.
You'll want to pull your hair out and you'll just be
on the emotional roller coaster that the rest of us were on. And you know, again, to all the haters that are signing petitions and do it. Look, you're not the writers. It's not your show. You don't get to pick what happens at the end. And that's been the beauty of the show for a decade. But it was fine. The final episode I just didn't think was very. Didn't give me a lot, but the whole season, I thought the season was great.
Was there enough requisite destruction, and did dragons reign supreme? That's all I know about this show.
The dragons
that
did.
Dragons.
You haven't seen it, so the dragons do okay. The dragons do okay.
Dragons finish up strong. All right,
but they're a major factor. So if you're a dragon guy, you'll like it. They get their glory for sure.
Okay, well there you go. Well, you feel free to weigh in. Jacob can comment. I don't know really. From whence anyone speaks. I mean, I know some of it just kind of via osmosis, but just not very much of it. All right, let's get to it. The world of sports, I guess, not necessarily dominated by the NBA over the weekend. I mean, the PGA Championship was certainly interesting. Tiger missing the cut on Friday. Brooks Koepka reasserting himself as the number one player in the world. And by the way, a pretty inarguable number one player in the world. May not do the on-course kiss very well with the girlfriend, but he can win a tournament. Did you see the? Have you seen the Twitter shot?
Nope.
Of the two of them walking. This was before the round. Before the round, and I bring it up only because I had such a good chuckle about it when it was being brought up by some of my female coworkers who were asking me about Brooks Koepka. And, of course, I didn't know what they were talking about. But apparently a very awkward kiss to start the round yesterday. I see it. Yeah.
That's
much
way
more
worse
abusive.
That's way worse than the missed high five. Oh, no.
Yeah, that is way worse. You're right. That's a good good analogy. Oh,
but she got it at the end. Did you see it at the end? Like
she got it at the end. She got it in the end, but it was kind of a guilty. At that particular point, it was kind of a guilty peck. It was kind of like, oh, God, I better do this here. But, you know, otherwise I'm, you know, going to be dealing with this.
I feel like I'm the girlfriend with my wife right now. She's 9 months pregnant. Dear. My breath probably stinks. It's like, get away from me.
Well, I mean, really, in truth, what are you on, number three right now?
Yeah.
For God's sakes, leave her alone. And
not
can
a lot
you
of
get to a
not a lot of romance
just,
at this point.
Leave her alone for a while. Just let her have her space, would you? Good Lord.
I feel you, Kepka's girlfriend.
Well, you may feel me. I think you may want to feel her about it because she's probably
Rubber
about
feet,
done with you for
it.
A while. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Well, congratulations. When's the due date?
A couple weeks. We're like
oh
2 weeks
Oh, my God.
Away,
that's fabulous, Jacob. Boy, you guys haven't wasted any time getting your family going, have you?
No. We get married a little later. You rip the Band-Aid off. Just go for it.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. You just got to do what you got to do. How much of the NBA did you really lock in on this weekend?
This weekend, not quite as much because the series both aren't quite as... It's weird because I was really optimistic about this Eastern Conference final. And now the Raptors... you feel good about any win at this point in the season, but it's kind of like you survived one at home, and I still have some belief in them. I can't believe Milwaukee has looked as good in this series as they have against the Raptors. Not to take anything away from their regular season or what they've done the rest of the postseason, but this is pretty impressive, and they played pretty terrible yesterday and still almost found a way to get the Raptors on the road. And the other series, I'm just a little disappointed in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Blazers obviously can't hold up their end of the bargain. Let's get back to the Raptors. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when they didn't get game two and they let that that series was over.
And that series is over. No team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the NBA playoffs, and it's not about to happen even if they win game four. Raptors win it 118-112. You said something I think that gets right to the core of the matter. The Bucks didn't play well. They shot 37% in this game. Nobody in their starting lineup had 16 points or better. Giannis was just pedestrian scoring the ball. Now he had, 23 rebounds. He had a really – listen to his line last night. 12 points, 23 rebounds, 7 assists – 8 turnovers. He was 5 of 16 from the floor, 0 for 3 from deep, 2 for 7 from the line. You're not going to get him any less productive on the offensive end. Now, he still worked hard on the boards and did his business. But you're to your point, if the Raptors have got to go to double OT and they're getting the types of games that they got from Kawhi Leonard and Pascal Siakam last night, 36 and 25 respectively, and then a double-double from Mark Gasol and 19 points from Norman Powell. Norman Powell had 19 points. And you still need double overtime to win? I guess the Bucks are just that much better.
Well, but we wouldn't have thought that. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that coming in.
Mm-mm.
To this
series. I looked at this other way.
Yeah, kind of did too, and thought, you know, this series isn't getting the play it deserves. You've got two of the, four or five best players in the world squaring off. They're fresh teams to some degree in this point. At least it's a new look for the Raptors. This should be great, and then it just has felt so dominated by the Bucks. But, I mean, think about that. Think about that for a second. If this is any other, you know, you're talking about, could you imagine if Kawhi Leonard and Giannis played for big market teams? This series would be, people would be going crazy for this series.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
I mean, these are two of the best four or five players in the NBA right now. And they've got good teams. They were the top two seeds in the conference. Like, this should be it. And I hope that it does. I hope things play themselves out to get this to, like, a seven-game series, because we kind of need this. When the Warriors are going to win this thing, and we've known that they were going to win this thing since, you know, this time, since July of last year, we need this series to be great, and we need one of these stars to challenge the Warriors. And, you know, whatever it is, Kawhi's probably not there next year. So if it's Giannis's time, great. But in the NBA, and I've said this now, how long have we, for 3 years? It's right. Tough because you just know the Warriors are going to win it. It's tough to get yourself hyped to think, oh, my God, which one of these teams is going to win a championship, because you already know the answer to that question. But these teams are better than the teams LeBron challenged Golden State with, don't you think? Other than, I'm not talking about the one that the Cavs won, but in recent years, these two teams are better than those Cavs teams.
Yeah, I think so. I would agree. You know, it's funny when you watch – I'm with you. I expected a great deal out of this series, and it may still deliver. Last night at least gave us a glimpse of what the Raptors – can be capable of, although did it feel like they won the game or survived the game? I mean, I felt maybe more the latter. So I'm looking at the Raptors thinking, okay, moving forward, can you win the next one to extend this thing to 2-2 heading back to Milwaukee? I don't know. It remains to be seen. I think we're on a collision course for the Bucks and the Warriors. But I got to tell you, Jacob, I'm not sure how much that moves the meter right now. I mean, do we look at the Warriors right now and just say unbeatable? Maybe in a couple of games, but not over the course of a seven-game stretch. And we're talking about a Bucks team, by the way, that had their first road loss in the playoffs. That was their first road loss in these playoffs yesterday.
Wow.
They're 10-2 in the postseason. Now, is that the East for you? I don't know. Can they be a team that pushes the Warriors a little bit? Can they get it to six? Can they possibly get it to seven? I don't know. I watch the Warriors and with nothing more than the amazement that I've had over the last 4 or 5 years, but I'm not so sure I'm not more amazed right now. When you lose Kevin Durant, essentially for the last 5 games, they're 4-0 straight up without him. 5-0, if you count the game that he was injured in when they were up by, I think, 4 points when he left the game with his injury, or 3 or whatever it was, and they closed that game out. There's just something about the Warriors and guys' ability to elevate their games. And we've seen it with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. We've surely seen it with Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala to a certain degree. They defend. They get down. They never panic. They, what was it this weekend? They were down 14 and then outscored them by 26. Crazy. Down the last 12 minutes of the game or the last 16 minutes of the game or something like that. They just seem to have a different switch.
They, without Durant, it's almost like Steph Curry was like, oh, hey, remember before we got Durant and I kind of stepped aside a little bit and was doing this thing with Clay and it was us that everybody was talking about before we became the place where everybody, you know, it was like a quick reminder of just how loaded they are. Yeah. And Damian Lillard's, he's hurt. So Portland, and which is too bad because you kind of wanted to see what Portland had in the tank. And again, a fresh, exciting, young team that, you know, is their new blood. And they're totally overmatched here, even without Durant. And it does make you wonder, though, Bruce, like, because Golden State will wrap this up soon. What is Durant's availability in a potential final? Now, though, because Milwaukee and Toronto are better than Portland, don't you think?
Yes. I mean, I Portland do think got, so. Yes.
Portland got through a tough road to get there. All credit to them, but just deeper a little bit, Milwaukee. And so now when we're talking about, okay, Durant's not there, now what are we looking at? That does get a little bit more interesting. Because either way, I mean, if you're power ranking NBA players, it's the first time for the Warriors in a while you've had Durant there to go blow to blow with LeBron the last few years, but if he's not there, and now you're talking about, and Steph Curry's amazing, but I don't think anybody says he's a better player than Kawhi or Giannis. Maybe Kawhi, but it's close. But those are two of the best.
Yeah.
Curry's somewhere in that mix, but I'd probably put both of those guys ahead just because of their size and everything else. I don't know, man.
But you know what the Warriors have, and statistically this doesn't really hold as much water as it has in past years because defensively they're not as good as they've been, but they're still good enough to be great when they have to be. You know, Klay Thompson is a fantastic defender. Iguodala is a really good defender. Draymond Green is as good a defender as there is in the NBA. And you've got Draymond Green, by the way, to deal with Giannis and with Kawhi Leonard, potentially. I don't know. It's interesting. It's such low-hanging fruit, and it's amazing to me, although I guess in the hot take world of social media, sports talk radio, it's pretty easy to throw this out. I get the biggest chuckle, Jacob, out of people saying that are the Warriors better without Kevin Durant? Really? I mean, think about that statement. You're talking about pretty much inarguably the best player in the world.
Yeah.
So is Kevin Durant a distraction somehow to the Warriors?
No, I don't think so, but I do think it again is a reminder of how good they are. I don't ever buy into the. I mean, Kevin Durant to me right now is either the best player in the NBA, right there with LeBron. As LeBron is, you know, getting into a different part of his career, so no, because he could. It's not like Kevin Durant's got Kobe Bryant stat lines. Like, he's shooting 55-60% every night on his way to 35 points. So it's not like he's taking tons of shots and missing a bunch and just getting total volume with it. Like, he's been efficient in his scoring. He's amazing. But so is Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. And so is Klay Thompson. There's a reason they're probably going to try to give, if Durant leaves, Thompson a max contract.
Yeah.
Like, these are really, really good players. It's why... You got to remember, it's why we all just laughed when Durant went to Golden State. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, they didn't need him. And that's what they're proving. They didn't need him to win titles. Nice to have him, but they didn't need him.
No.
Would they have beat Cleveland every year without him? I don't know. Probably not. But they've just become so dominant now it almost is a step back and laugh moment when he goes down, and you would think that that would mean the sky is falling, and they're just fine. I mean, they're going to win the title anyway.
They continue to reestablish their greatness when it is pretty much a tired refrain. I mean, the Warriors are in the final, will be in the finals for the fifth straight year with a chance to win their fourth title in as many years, 5 years. And there is some redundancy, obviously, to that in the most obvious sense of the word, but they reinvent themselves during that, and they're doing it now. They've morphed back to the team that they were without Kevin Durant, a team that defends better, that moves the ball better, spaces, attacks the basket better. That's, to me, the earmark of greatness, and this Warriors team is one of the greatest that we've seen. All right, feel free to weigh in at 869-1240 on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Part of What's on Tap coming up, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets. Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. We'll get more into the NBA. We've got Major League Baseball. The Royals beat the Angels 5-1, snapping a four-game skid. Danny Duffy good on the bump. Royals should be better than their record indicates, and we'll tell you why. All that as we continue. Jacob Albrecht in from Eyewitness Sports. Back in a moment.
Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. Find us on the web at kfhradio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.